You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. We're the home of America's auto industry and the birthplace of Motown music. There is no question about our impact on the world industrially and culturally. But even as Detroit continues to innovate artistically, internationally, there's one sound that is forever linked to our city, and it continues to thrive. Although it is widely associated with Europe, techno music was invented here in Detroit in the early 1980s. Inspired by futurist ideals, a generation of creators in the city used whatever technology they could get their hands on to pioneer a really cutting-edge sound that's made up of growling synths and driving dance beats. In the process, they set into motion one of the most essential music movements of the 20th century. Each year, we commemorate that event here in Detroit in the Electronic Music Festival, which takes place usually over Memorial Day weekend in Hart Plaza in the middle of downtown Detroit. It is such a special weekend. It always feels quite a bit like a reunion in the city, that people from all over come back to kind of remember techno's roots in Detroit. To help us look back on the history of techno, what it means to the city, its impact on the world, and what we can expect this weekend, we've got one of the men who helped this movement thrive. Jeff Mills is an internationally renowned DJ and producer who got his start on the radio in the 1980s in Detroit. This month, he released his latest album titled Mind Control, and he will be headlining the main stage of this year's movement, Electronic Music Festival, our annual celebration of our roots in techno music. You also heard some of Jeff's work in the open for this conversation. Jeff, welcome to Detroit Today.
Hello. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
It's great to have you here. So you're going to be headlining the main stage of movement for the first time on Monday. I just want to have you talk about what that means for you to be the one who's going to close out the festival as it makes its return after this two-year COVID hiatus that we've all had to endure. You've got to be excited.
Yeah, it's a very special a position to to play. I mean, Detroit is really it's really ground zero for this form of music. And. And so many artists come from Detroit. It's such a concentrated community of musician and artist that to be involved in this festival in any capacity is very special.
Yeah. So I want to go back to the 1980s, talk about what you were doing during that decade, but also talk about how it fits into this discovery, this invention that was going on of this really different kind of music. I was a teenager, a young teenager, while this was all happening. I have some memories of it, but you were right there in the thick of it. Talk about what was going on and how all this came to be.
Yeah, I think a lot had to, a lot of the sentiment and the feelings about not just music but also just culture in general really had a lot to do with the ending of this the last century and this momentum building up towards the change of the century, I think. And I think younger people like myself were more sensitive to what was happening around us and really wanted to be part of something, some of us music, some of us art, some of us fashion or dance, but to kind of contribute to this momentum of change, I suppose. And techno music was very much the form and the soundtrack for that change.
Yeah. So as I said in the open, this was about making sound with whatever technology you could get your hands on, which is a different form of creating music. Tell us about those first steps into this genre and what what was driving that creativity? What was driving the the sort of innovation? What drove you to think, hey, this could make a cool sound that I could put into music?
Yeah, I was pretty much convinced that this was a genre of music that will be with us in the future because of what we were beginning to do with the sounds or what we were normalizing. In other words, we were taking bleeps and sounds that you would normally hear connected to more technical and more sounds like the opening of an elevator, or the chime of a computer turning on, and we were taking those sounds and actually using them as if they were notes and chords and basically normalizing this as some connection and bridge to future music or to a future time. That started around the mid 80s when the average record had some type of sequence that was pointing towards the future or the subject of futurism or some type of sound that was what we were hearing more and more in our landscape because technology was becoming more available to the average person.
Yeah. And of course, the driving beats, the rhythm, had everything to do with techno from the beginning. And I always figure that has to do with the fact that it's a Detroit invention. That rhythm and that driving beat, they reflect our personality in an important way.
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing that was ringing in the ear of Berry Gordy. I mean, he was thinking about the automobile industry and the sequence of machines and machinery, and the same thing happened to Detroit and techno and Juan Atkins and Derek May and Kevin Sonneson. This idea of repetitious turning out the assembly line, and we adapted that mentality and built our industry of dance music like Berry Gordy, and this is I have to. I'm convinced that this is the reason why it's so successful, because we were very much influenced by the success of something else that had happened in Detroit and another person. So it's a formula that we're connected to. We're all connected in that way. I mean, I know that Motown you rarely see Motown and techno music in the same sentence, but we're very closely connected to that. Heritage. So,
yeah. I'm talking with DJ Jeff Mills, who is going to be the closing headliner of Movement 2022, which is this upcoming weekend in downtown Detroit. We're talking about the history of techno, where it comes from here in the city, the influences that it drew from, the influences that it has over all kinds of other music. And we're talking about the festival this weekend. Always such an exciting time here in Detroit. We want to hear from you during the conversation as well. Call and tell us if you're a fan of techno and why do you like it? What does it do for you? What's the attraction, I guess, that sort of visceral attraction that you might have to techno? Why does it matter to you? And why do you think it has such strong roots here in Detroit? Especially, we would love to hear from folks who are headed downtown this weekend for Movement. Are you excited to be part of this? Are you looking forward to being able to do it after 2 years of hiatus because of the pandemic? How many times are we thinking about that right now with things that we're finally able to do in person that we hadn't been for so long? Give us a call. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to the WDET Facebook page and put comments there, or you can go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today and we'll include you in the conversation. Also call and tell us about your Detroit memories as they relate to techno. I think those of us who grew up here in the 80s and the 90s, our youths were framed by not only this music, but its development, its spread around the world, its influence on so many other kinds of music. It's something that I feel like we own, all of us as Detroiters own just a little piece of that. Talk about what that means to you. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. You can also go to social media, put comments there. So I want to talk about the 1980s again. The Wizard. You were the Wizard. That's so crazy that was you, because you know, when I was a young teenager, that was the music we were listening to. As was the music we were listening to while we're trying to go to sleep at night. That was the music we were listening to as we were driving around to parties when I was a little older. And again, the role that this new music played in that time in my life has always had just this tremendous influence on me. I mean, I can't imagine being a teenager, all the things that I did, the normal teenager things that I did, without that soundtrack. What was your inspiration for that show?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was very young at that time, and I had absolutely no experience, I think, even with like a regular job. I mean, they had hired me and told me that my job is to play any and everything that was happening anywhere. Mm-hmm. And basically, they just gave me a room and plugged me in and just said, okay, you know, you play as long as you want and you know, play what you want until this time. And so I was kind of left on my own for those shows. I did the programming, I did the everything, and so there were very little compromises back then, and it was intense. If you remember, it was quite intense because I could be, I had the freedom to make it that way. Electrifying Mojo was the competition on the other station, so right. I had to learn really quickly and try to playing the music wasn't enough at one point, and I had to begin to try to make the music more conceptually. Reasons for why the music should be played. So it's Michael Jackson versus Prince, or it's something. I mean, I learned a lot during those days, not just about you know music, but just how it serves the public and how people attach themselves to it, and how there can be these windows of influence that people can remember in the long term memory about some things that happened, and so. So I did that for as long as I could, and then started making music at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Jeff Mills about techno, about movement, about Detroit and our musical roots. We'll get to you on the phones and social media. Raphael in Detroit, Rachel in Detroit, you'll be up first. You want to join them on the phones, 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. You can also go to social media, to Facebook and to Twitter. Put your comments there. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today. That is the music of Jeff Mills, DJ, producer, and artist, headliner of Movement 2022. This is, of course, Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson. And as always, I'm glad you've tuned in. We're talking about techno in advance of the Movement Electronic Music Festival this weekend in downtown Detroit. Back live after 2 years of hiatus because of COVID, and Jeff Mills will be the headliner on Monday, closing out the festival. We're talking about the roots of techno right here in the city of Detroit, the influences that inspired it, the things that it has inspired musically all over the world and reflected back here on the city of Detroit and our people. We want to hear from you during the conversation as well. Talk about how techno plays a role in your life. Are you a fan of techno? Are you someone who's going down to the festival this weekend? And is it something that you look forward to every year? As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to the Facebook page or to Twitter and put comments there, and we'll work you in. Let's start today with Raphael in Detroit. Raphael, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, Jeff, you're an absolute legend and a treasure to Detroit, so thank you so much for the work that you do in art. Being somebody, you know, who grew up with ADHD and struggled with it, I truly love the fact that techno helped me speak the language of my brain. It was whenever I would listen to it, it was moments where I feel like I could actually hear my own thoughts and focus on who I am as a person and everything that I do. And to this day, you know, working from home, I have my sound-canceling headphones on, just blasting some really good tech house, you know, or just good old-fashioned Detroit house. And I feel myself, you know, in the moment being able to just focus on what I'm doing. And I just cannot thank you enough for the work that you've done to really build in that music culture, because it's the language that I speak, and it's the language that I can actually hear myself be a person.
Wow. Raphael, I'm really glad you called, and that's not something I would necessarily even have thought of, but the way in which techno, because of its structure, I think, would help somebody with ADHD is a really powerful idea. We also have a social media comment that's somewhat similar. Anthony on Twitter says, precision is key, talking about, I think, techno music. Jeff, talk about that precision and that structure and how you guys came up with that as the backbone for the music and how different it was from
what
we heard at the time.
I think you know, referring to is the idea that, you know, music is positioned in a way that it makes you feel more comfortable and more relaxed much quicker, that it's not a struggle to listen to it. You can expect that it should be just as refined from one point to the next. And so as a result, so as you become more comfortable with it, you become more relaxed and you become more connected to the music. You listen to it to the point that after a while you don't have to listen so focused on it, that it can become more in an indirect way, and you begin to think more about yourself, and you know you kind of revert back into your own mind and away from the music because you're so confident that the music is there, it's repeating, it becomes something that's working in parallel with your mind, and that's the beauty of especially techno, and the idea of working with machines that make the precision so perfect and so precise that it in a way it helps us as humans. as a human to want to strive to be that perfect, you know, to try to play the keyboard in a way so that you know, I can translate and relay that type of assurance.
Yeah. Again, Raphael, really appreciate the call and that really specific insight that you can lend to the conversation. Let's go next to Rachel in Detroit. Rachel, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I wanted to call and also just reiterate how important techno can be for allowing you to really let loose and explore your own thoughts and emotions in sometimes a three-hour set where you've got this long story that you're going through that you're able to explore caveats of. It's like it's a meditative state. It's interesting because the music's loud and it can be aggressive, but the story that it tells is cohesive. And in this meditative state, you're allowed to decide where the excitement and the music, where that takes your personal story. It's not telling you what to think. It's guiding you to be able to apply that to what you're thinking. And just some of the things that these crews are doing now, really making transformative spaces. I've got to mention interdimensional transmissions, the way that they make transformative spaces so that you can really let go in a calm setting, in an environment that allows you to let go in a positive fashion. And like what Jeff Mills has done and him performing in Berlin in the early years, it's just, I appreciate that so much. And it's really interesting that Detroit is, I feel like Detroit as a home for raves. I mean, we were doing this when we were children. I was 16 years old going under the bridge, going to the Packard plant. And we were 16, we were kids doing it then because the people throwing it were kids.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore, but it allowed us to be a part of this really special movement that created this group of renegades. And the renegades and just the renegades that founded this music. And it's set up in a way where nobody's getting famous in Detroit off of Detroit's music.
Mm.
Everybody's contributing together. It's such a beautiful thing. This means so much to me, and what Jeff Mills has done means so much to me, and Underground Resistance and Mad Mike Banks and I just and I won the tickets yesterday for Kraftwerk. So thank you.
Oh, there you go.
As well.
There you go. Yeah, Rachel, that's exciting. I'm so glad you called and again shared that enthusiasm for not just the music but the experience of the music. And I think all of us who grew up here, especially at a certain time, have those experiences to kind of relate to the music that was being developed and played at that time. Jeff, I wonder if, as you guys were building all of this, were you thinking of the young people who you were connecting with?
Of course. Sure. I mean, you know, techno is really a genre of the, you know, of the common person. I mean, you know, we're not musicians that studied at Juilliard or Interlaken and things like that. I mean, we are basically, you know, normal, average people, you know, middle class, Midwestern, you know, people that are just having visions and dreams about the future and what space is like and it's coming from pure vision and emotion, and there you find the depth of space and the darkness in between stars and all the colors that you find in the universe. I mean, it very much is like science fiction. You know, it's like a science of the, you know, techno is really like the science of the average person, and just through sound. And so it involves all the aspects of what science entails. So there's research, there's the testing, there's monitoring, there's communication between other artists. There is it works in that fashion. And the woman, she's right. We do function as a community, and it's not just in Detroit, but it's actually all over the world. I think anyone that's connected to techno music we are closely bound together, whether you're in England or Japan or I'm not quite sure if it's like that with other genres, but for electronic music, we all understand that what we're doing together has a much greater purpose, actually, and yeah. Perhaps maybe a lot isn't very easy to recognize and see now, but as time goes on, as the decades kind of it should make more sense the reason why we're making so much music about planets and stars and time travel and all these things. So it's a very exciting time, and I really look forward to coming and playing.
Yeah, yeah. I think anybody who grew up in the city in the 1980s is apoplectic about the idea of you closing Movement on Monday. So congratulations on that. And again, thanks very much for joining us here on Detroit Today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Enjoy the weekend. Go down to Movement if you can. On Monday, we are going to have a special recorded conversation about how to dismantle white supremacy by addressing climate change. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again next Tuesday.